Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. Matthew 19:26 says, "With God, all things are possible." The question is, what would your life be like if you really lived like you believe it? You see, from birth, we are trained to know our limitations. And as we grow up, it's actually a sign of maturity to recognize our limitations and learn to live within them. There are limits to everything, and it's a fact of life, but God has no limits. When we enter into the realm of the supernatural, we have to take off all the limits. We have to renew our minds with the truth that God is not like us. He can do anything. We have an awesome God whose power is so great that we can't even comprehend it. Choose to trust God and believe that all things are possible. In today's sermon, titled, "With God, All Things Are Possible," Evangelist Paul Akwa shares biblical truths that will strengthen your faith in God so you can move forward in His amazing plan for you. Let's join in.
It doesn't matter what you are going through. It doesn't matter your circumstances or your situation. With God, all things are possible. There is nothing impossible with God, my friend. Let me go back to the story of Jesus when the angel appeared to Mary and prophesied that she would give birth to a child. You find that scripture in Luke chapter 1, and I read from verses 26 onwards. "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.' But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God would give him the throne of his father David, and he would reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.' Then Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I do not know a man?' And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible.'" Verse 38, "Then Mary said, 'Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." Those who are hearing me, this is not just a Bible story that we read and not think about it. It has become a tradition to read some of these verses at Christmas, and so people read this passage of scripture and they don't really meditate on it or study it. We need to learn and dig deeper a little bit when we read these verses. You see, going back to the passage I just read, how in the world will a virgin give birth? What a miraculous statement. So Mary said, how was that going to be since she did not have physical relationship with a man? How can this be since I do not know a man? That's what Mary said to the angel. The angel answered Mary's question and said the Holy Spirit was going to make it possible. The angel went further and said that with God all things are possible. Another translation said, no word of God is without power of fulfillment. So let's look at Mary's response. She said in verse 38, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Let it be to me according to your word. Hallelujah. This shows that Mary believed what God said. But you see, so many people believe as long as it looks like it might work anyway. As long as the doctors say they can operate or do something, then yes, they are going to believe God and see something happen. But if the doctors say it's over, there is nothing we can do, get your house in order, then they just lose it. It's not really belief then. If you can see it, then it's not belief. Mary believed. We are not talking about something you can do in your own strength. The Bible says in the book of Romans that, what do you hope for if you see it? Hope is being able to see something with your heart that you cannot see it with your eyes. Believe is to accept and trust fully. It means being able to believe when there is no foundation for that trust whatsoever. Mary's belief came from the word of God. Let it be unto me according to your word. That's what Mary said. So many people are hopeless today because they are not dominated by the word of God. Everyone paying attention today can tell you that our world system is messed up. People are operating in fear and going against every good thing. People are rebelling. People are protesting. People are anxious. They are negative. And a whole lot of negative things are happening in many places today. Everyone is projecting the worst case. So there is no much hope because they are listening to the gurus. They are listening to the pundits. They are listening to the commentators. They are listening to the analysts, the experts. You know, they are watching the news broadcast and listening to the ungodly. But the Bible says that Mary's belief was based on what was spoken. Let it be to me according to your word. Why did she say that? Because the angel said the Holy Spirit can make it possible. Therefore, nothing is impossible with God. She heard the words, with God all things are possible. She was able to believe that she could conceive a child as a virgin based on those words. We have many words and promises from the Lord, and so many people cannot build up any kind of hope. They are hopeless, and it's not because the word of God doesn't give hope. It's not because the word of God doesn't make what seems impossible possible. Let it be unto me as is spoken. That's what Mary said. Let the word of God dominate your thinking, my friend. From that moment, Mary hoped and believed that she was going to be the mother of the Most High God in human flesh. My friend, with God, all things are possible. You need to be in the word of God. The word of God will give you hope and make you believe. That's what Mary did. An impossible situation, but she went ahead and believed God because she heard those words from the Lord. With God, all things are possible. When everything seemed impossible, Mary believed anyway, deciding to live not on the basis of what she saw she couldn't do, but on what God said she would be able to achieve. And so she became the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. God himself said to her, and behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Mary didn't focus on her virginity and say, it's impossible. She didn't give up. She didn't say, I am a virgin. I can never conceive a baby. She said, let it be unto me according to your word. Mary trusted God to do what only God could do. With God, all things are possible, my friend. God who raises the dead to life. God who with a word made something out of nothing. God who created heaven and the earth. And when there was chaos, brought in the Holy Spirit to put things in order. He said to Mary, do you think it's impossible? The Holy Spirit will make it possible. With God, all things are possible. We have awesome promises from God. As we read the Bible, we see time and time again many promises. There are people talking about COVID-19. There are people really talking about this pandemic and people dying. There is fear. But you have got a word from the Lord. No plague will come to your dwelling. And God heals all your sicknesses and diseases. By his stripes you were healed. He has already done it. You don't have to wonder, will he do it? He did it more than 2,000 years ago. Hope is that which overcomes the world. But faith becomes the evidence of things hoped for. If you don't have hope, if there isn't hope on the inside of you, then faith doesn't have anything to turn the power unit on. There are people who are believing for healing, but they never hoped for healing. And I think people should be honest and say, I am not there right now. I don't think I have faith to overcome this, but I am going to start hoping. I am going to start believing. I am going to take the word of God and let it paint a picture inside my mind. And I am going to start seeing myself and imagining myself healed. And I'm going to start building my hope. And all of a sudden, when hope kicks in, it will turn the power on and you'll find yourself healed. With God, all things are possible. You find yourself achieving what God asks you to do. So Mary believed because she heard unto the word of God. We are to hold fast the faithful word of God, my friend. The Bible is called the faithful word because it's reliable and true. Mary held fast the word of God. To hold fast means to adhere, cling, or be devoted to it. We are not only to believe God's word to be true, but also to do what it says by applying scriptural truths to every area of our lives. The Bible describes such devotion this way. Like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. That's recorded in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Mary said, let it be to me according to your word. Mary said, I know that with you it will be possible that a virgin will give forth a son. How do you believe the word of God? This is how you believe. You quit considering things that are contrary to the promises of God. The word consider means to ponder, deliberate, examine, think upon, meditate, focus. Mary didn't take into account her own situation as a virgin. Friend, focus on God's word, not your situation. We walk by faith and not by sight. Let me ask you a question. If you were a virgin and an angel showed up and told you that you were going to have a child without knowing a man, first of all, most of us would say, no way, this is impossible. But if that was what you wanted, and if that was a promise from God, if you wanted to believe, do you know what most people would do? After the angel has left, they will immediately get on into the internet and start researching. Has a virgin ever given birth to a child? Has there ever happened that a virgin will have a child? You will look it up to see if there is any basis for this hope that Mary had. If there is any basis for this belief that Mary had, let it be to me according to your word. And then you go to the doctor to find out if it's possible for a virgin to conceive and give birth to a child. After you accumulate all this unbelief, you say it can never happen. You would then go back to God and say, you said I was going to have a child. And he would say, yes, that's exactly what I said. And you would say, it's so hard. How is it so hard? It's so hard because you considered all the other things. You listened to what the other people said. You didn't consider the word of God that says nothing is impossible with God. With God, all things are possible, my friend. If you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to do so. It does not matter how big your sin is. With God, all things are possible. And if you will, pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.